My brothers and sisters, this reading comes to us this morning from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, Clopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said, "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find the body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman had described, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'Oh, you foolish, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ would suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going further. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it's nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. And with that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them, who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On these Sundays of Easter, our Easter celebration continues today as we reflect upon presence of the risen Christ among us. For truly he is among us, here present. The Easter season invites us to enter more deeply into the meaning of the Paschal mystery, which we celebrate at every Eucharist. Each Eucharist is called a little Easter, because it directs our attention to the Paschal Mystery. Christ's Paschal Mystery, His life, His passion, His death and resurrection, is at the very core of our faith as Catholics, in continually offering faith and hope to God, in God, who is always faithful and responsive to those who are in need. You know, today's readings capture the essence of the Easter season, I think, which we celebrate for 50 days, by the way. Many of you, all of you know. For some people, Easter is a one-time event and they're gone until next Easter, just like Christmas. But Easter is a 50-day event. And the refrain from today's responsorial psalm that we hear, that we sung, is, you know, calls upon the Lord to show us the path of life. Show us the path of life. The readings provide us, I think, with guideposts along the way of life that the risen Christ has forged for us. And so in the first reading from the Acts, it recounts Peter's speech that was delivered after he received and they received the Spirit of Jesus had been poured out on the disciples. And Peter narrates how God commended Jesus to us to show us the path of life, a path that eventually led to death at the hands of those who are alien to God. And yet God raised up Jesus from the throes of death, and He exalted Him, making Him the path to eternal life. The path that Jesus forged continues to be available to all of us who open ourselves to the abundance of the Spirit. And that's all we need to do, is open ourselves to the Spirit. After a miserable day at the office, a man came home and he was greeted by his wife at the door. "How was your day?" he asked, hoping for a little sunshine from her. Her response was nervous. "Would you like the good news or the bad news first?" And he says, "Well, the good news is all that I can take right now." Well, she said, "You know that lovely, expensive new car that you bought?" "Yes," he nodded. "Well, dear, all the airbags work." Good. Good to smile. Wake up a little bit, huh? Sounds like bad news, huh? To me. But it was nothing compared to what the disciples had to face as we see them in the gospel today. The gospel reading that we just heard from Luke takes us on the road to Emmaus, the path on which we face both the struggles and the doubts of life, along with the insights and the connections that Jesus offers to us. So we have two disciples. Most likely they were a husband and wife. Saul's only one his name, Clopas. Clopas and his wife. And they were returning to their home in Emmaus. They were discouraged and distraught about what had happened to Jesus in Jerusalem. They had their messianic hopes shattered when he suffered and died a cruel death. They, like the rest of the disciples and the apostles, were devastated when Jesus was crucified and died. They were absolutely devastated. And so when the risen Lord encounters the disciples on the way, their doubts and their disappointments prevent them from recognizing Him. They had yet not fully understood the revelation. In response to their concerns, Jesus, we're told, unpacks the Jewish scriptures, showing them why the Messiah would have to suffer and to die. giving of self for others, even to the point of death, becomes the path to glory for Jesus and for anyone who chooses to follow him. The Emmaus search for wisdom continues as they invite the yet unrecognized Jesus into their home. And as they share a meal with him, we're told he takes bread, he blesses it, and breaks it, and he gives it to them. And in that very moment, they recognize Jesus, but we're told he quickly vanishes. Reflecting upon their experience on the road and at table, they realize two things. First of all, that their hearts were burning within them when Jesus unpacked the scriptures for them. And secondly, they recognized him in the breaking of the bread, just as he has done it, just as he did at the Last Supper. And knowing such wisdom and connection had to be shared, they immediately returned to the other disciples in order to tell their amazing story. The Emmaus narrative is a clear reminder of the Christian reality that we are nourished by the Lord at two tables, the table of the Word and the table of the Eucharist. Both actions are to lead us to the path of life. The early Christians searched and searched the scriptures, looking in order to discover why it is that Jesus had to die the way that he did. And they also got together on a weekly basis to break bread with one another, to remember Jesus. And so we continue that in the Catholic tradition. It's not just the Word, as in many Protestant traditions, but it's the Word and the Eucharist, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. And so in preparation for today's Eucharist, reflect upon how you have come to know and deepen your awareness of the risen Christ through your reading of Scripture. And if you don't read Scripture, I beg you too, to reflect upon the Scriptures for the upcoming Sunday liturgy. Recount the times when you experienced your heart burning within you as he opened the Scriptures to you. And reflect too upon how the Lord at the Eucharist table reveals himself to you and nourishes you. And recall the ways in which you can be a source of nourishment to others, especially those who are materially and spiritually in need. The path of life that Jesus shows us is a path of service. It's death to oneself, one's ego, in order to serve others in the body of Christ and to build it up. And so let us use this Easter season to enter more fully into the path of life that Jesus shows us. And so let us once again give ourselves with Jesus in the Spirit to the Father, for that's what we do here at every Mass.